A few announcements before the homily. Right after Mass, please join us for our miraculous medal novena. We would ask that you remain in place for social distancing reasons. After Mass, confessions, and after the novena, confessions will be available for those that are in need of the sacrament. At 1 o'clock, we continue our study of Thomas a Kempis's great work, The Imitation of Christ. It'll be a live stream, but you're welcome to be in person with us in rooms 3 and 4 of the parish hall. At 4 o'clock, be sure to tune in for the daily briefing by Father. And then tonight, don't forget the holy hour that we have from 7 to 8 with confessions available and benediction at the end. Also, one last thing, stop by the table outside on the right in the narthex. There's some free books and DVDs. Feel free to take them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, who is God, is calling you to come and follow him, to be his disciple and proclaim the good news of our salvation through his death and resurrection. He's calling you to be a laborer in his kingdom. What will you answer him? In our first reading today, the author of the letter to the Hebrews is making a powerful witness to Jesus as the Son of God, who takes his seat at the right hand of the Majesty on high. With this clear profession of Jesus' identity, you would think that the world would grasp the truth and hold it fast going forward. But what do we see over the next few centuries but heresy upon heresy as the world tried to make Jesus anyone but God? And even though through the early church councils these were dealt with, even today we see some 30,000 Protestant denominations and counting, just how lost mankind has become. Not to mention those of our own faith who say they don't believe in the real presence. Now more than ever, Mother Church needs you to answer Jesus' call, that same call that we read about in today's gospel. As John the Baptist was decreasing, fading from the scene, Jesus was increasing by calling others to come, learn from him, and eventually to spread the words of good news to the world. These first were required to drop everything and leave family, home, friends, job, and follow the Master. If he were here in front of you right now and asked, would you do as these first apostles did? Would you leave everything and trust in his care for all your needs? Well, my friends, I hate to tell you this, but he is calling you right now, right here, today. The good news is that you don't need to go to such lengths, but you may need to reorder your lives, to put God first, your neighbor next, and yourself last. Don't let this scare you away, for we have a huge advantage over Jesus' first followers, those vast crowds who came to him to be fed spiritually and physically. When Jesus told them that they must eat his flesh and drink his blood if they would be saved, most turned and ran away as fast as they could. Knowing how this is possible, however, instead of fleeing and saying, this idea is crazy, our response should be that nothing can keep me away from this greatest of gifts. And yet, even after 2 millennia, there are so many who don't know of this gift, and many others who, having heard the word, don't believe. There is so much work that needs to be done, and Jesus is right now asking you to help. In the past, it may have been all right to be sheep and simply follow the good shepherd, but these times call out for assistant shepherds. They cry out for men and women to come and lead others to Christ. In his time, Jesus spoke to the masses in parables, stories that they understood imperfectly or sometimes not at all. But just as the apostles' eyes were opened to what they heard so that they would understand and could go forth and teach, so have we been given their hidden truth. We've been given the key to understanding Jesus' parables, and with this gift comes a responsibility. We must go out and share this knowledge and the message it holds We must be lights in today's darkness so that those not so blessed can find their way. He's calling us. He called Peter, Andrew, James, and John. They dropped everything and followed with only the clothes on their backs and the one pair of sandals on their feet. Jesus is much kinder to us. We can keep our jobs, our homes, our possessions. We can live with our loved ones. But he does ask us to give up our former way of life and follow his lead. We must live as he did, loving the Father and the Holy Spirit above all else, spending time in prayerful conversation with them daily. We must live as he did, loving all others, his neighbors, putting their salvation before his wants and even before his needs. As God, he was, is, and always will be of heaven, and heaven is what he desires for all he makes. We must be no different. We were created to be saints. Our home is with God in heaven for all eternity, and we must also want this to be true for our neighbor. The Lord calls us to see that this happens. This is what it means to drop everything and follow Christ. Don't worry about how you'll accomplish this. Just say yes, and Jesus, with the help of his Blessed Mother, will be in your life to guide you. For by your actions, they will know you and your purpose, and your work will guide them to the narrow gate. Peter, Andrew, James, and John didn't think twice. They dropped everything and followed. And as we resume this Mass today, you have a chance to do the same. Will you? May God bless you.